Hey lovelies, welcome to episode 4. And I'm super excited today because this is the one where we talk about creating an easy yes offer. And this is something that comes up a lot. I would say at least every other week, I'm having this conversation on Voxer. And it literally goes something along these lines. Hey Lise, I'm super excited to participate in this summit that I've been invited to, but I don't have an offer that I can include in the VIP like swag bag. Can you help me come up with an offer? And here's what I'm thinking. And then typically what happens, they run through this massive course that they're going to create before the summit goes live. 9 times out of 10, that's just not going to happen because one, we don't want to create a massive big course. And two, we really want to focus on an easy yes offer that solves one problem and literally takes your ready to buy customer less than a weekend to watch and implement, right? That's the bones of an easy yes offer. So whenever I'm presented with this kind of conversation with my Voxer coaching clients and members, we just kind of walk through some different analogies and different ways of thinking about, okay, how can we make this simple? And how can we make sure that we're not going off and creating things just for the sake of creating them? Here is what you can do instead when it comes to creating offers. Now, this is true for you if you are like me and you need a forcing function to create things. Personally, I have over 65 products created, and the only reason they exist is because I have participated in so many bundles, giveaways, summits, podcast interviews, you name it, where I've had to provide an actual training that I would charge something for. So not my lead magnet, but an actual offer that I charge for. And that is typically the requirement for participating in all the things that we just went through there. So when it comes to creating things, sometimes you need that forcing function. But the thing that we need to be mindful of is that we're not just creating for the sake of creating, that whatever we do create actually meets our audience where they're at. And when I say audience, I'm talking about the people that you actually are wanting to get in front of, right? This new audience that is going to come into your world, you want to make sure that you're presenting them with an easy yes offer. So how do you go about doing just that? Well, it's pretty simple. I use a document called the Tangible Offer Framework, and this is the number one thing that I use for every single offer before I even start recording, right? Before I start creating anything, I go through the Tangible Offer Framework. Now, we're not going to have time to go through the entire framework because it is 8 questions long, but the first 3 questions, maybe 4, are going to be the ones that you'll want to sit down and answer when it comes to creating an easy yes offer. Now, the first thing that you need to identify is who is your ideal customer for this offer. Now, this is not about having to, try and create an offer for every single person in your world. This is where we do actually niche down by customer, right? The person who needs this offer right now. Who is that? That's question one. Question two is, what's the pain point or points that they're struggling with right now in their own words? Now, this is where you might be like, well, how do I get it in their own words? Well, having a conversation with your ideal target customer is always a good starting point. But if you can't do that, then really pay attention to what questions people are asking online, right? So this is, we're going to do a little bit of investigating. And if you're starting to switch off, I want you to switch your ears back on because this is the step that most people skip. This is a step that people go, oh, I've heard this before and it's so boring. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I used to do this. And it wasn't until I went, you know what? Let me actually do this process so that I can make sure that I am creating things that my audience actually wants. And that's exactly why we do this step. Now, yes, you can use AI to help you, but AI does not beat real conversation. So whether those conversations are happening with people that you actually know, or whether you're just scouting Facebook groups, LinkedIn, wherever your audience is hanging out and paying attention to what they're asking, doesn't matter. You want to capture their language. And you'll pop that into question two, which is, what are the pain points that this offer is going to solve? And then question three is, what does life look like after they've solved this problem? Now, bonus tip, the best way way to come up with that list is to take what you wrote down on question two, right? All of those pains, and basically have a statement that solves that pain point. That's how you come up with what does life look like after. Now, if you can write this in their words as well, now you may not have that necessarily, had that conversation with them, particularly if this is something brand new, but this is where AI becomes super helpful, right? You can literally plug in those pain points and then say, hey, help me craft what life looks like after for each of those individual pain points. And you will get some beautifully written solutions there for you to use. So that's question three. So we do have time for question four. So let's go through and do that. Question four is, what is the tangible result that someone gets once they've gone through this? So we've just gone through and identified the ideal customer. We've identified their pains. We've identified what life looks like for them after. Now we need to be able to communicate that. And that's what this tangible result is all about. And there are two frameworks that I like to use in order to help you come up with this. So the first framework is how to, and then in brackets, result they want without, and then in additional brackets, thing they don't want to do. So framework one, how to result they want without the thing they don't want to do. That's framework one. And framework two is create, in brackets, the result they want that, and then additional brackets, bigger result they want in additional brackets, time frame, right? So create a result they want that, the bigger result they want in a specific time frame. So those are the two individual frameworks that will help you come up with a tangible result. And then this is typically what you put at the top of your sales page. This is like the thing that someone reading this goes, raising their hand, this is me. This is 100% me. This person totally gets exactly what I'm looking for, because this is where we definitely want to make sure that we bake in what they actually want. And then we get to also include what they need as part of that process. So hopefully that has given you a really clear understanding of what that could look like. And then your action step is to go through and answer those four questions for every single offer that you're thinking about. And if you want to make sure that you've created something that your audience actually wants, not what you believe they need, right? Then you can go through and apply those four questions to your existing offers as well. It's not a waste of time. It will 100% make sure that you're creating easy yes offers and that it's an easy yes for your ideal customer when they're presented with that offer. So thanks so much for joining me for another Simple Success session. If you love today's quick win and you want to dive deeper into creating easy yes offers and making sure that they actually meet your audience where they're at, then I'd love to invite you to check out the feedback loop. It is 30 days of one-on-one coaching, daily feedback, Voxer weekly access for just $100, normally $1,000. Now you can go and learn more about that at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. It's kind of like having a business bestie in your back pocket. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. I'll see you soon.